We're talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Oklahoma State University's state wheat specialist. And Dr. Edwards, we're obviously have seen some cold weather overnight on this early Monday morning. But now the forecast right now, everybody in the state is going to be at or maybe a little bit below freezing potentially on Tuesday morning. This wheat crop's already been stressed quite a bit. What kind of, are we in good enough shape to handle a little bit of cold weather, you think?
I'm concerned. You know, normally I don't worry much about these freeze events. Normally the hype exceeds the reality, and we'll see what happens. But if the forecasts are correct, it's certainly a cause for concern. Our wheat, say, south of I-40, around Apache in that area, the last report I got was that the flag leaf was just starting to poke out on some of our early maturing varieties. And normally we would start getting concerned when temperatures got around 30 degrees in that area of the state. Wheat north of I-40, we're at two nodes on a lot of that, and we could probably handle temperatures down to maybe 28 for an hour or two. If they drop much below that or stay there very long, it certainly is a cause for concern.
Now, you know, when we start thinking about, you know, it's a combination, I know, of what kind of shape the plant is in, the temperature, and then how long it actually stays at that temperature, right?
Right. So it's not just the absolute temperature. It's how long it stays there. And you have to keep in mind that sometimes the temperature of the soil surface is a little bit higher than it is up above the canopy where the weather service and the mesonet actually measures temperature. Areas of the state that receive some rainfall through this last rainfall event, that's probably going to help them out. That moisture there will actually help insulate the crop a little bit. And if you've got a nice thick crop canopy, it does add as a little bit of a buffer effect. So the temperatures might not drop quite as low down in the canopy as they do up above the canopy.
Now, we obviously are looking at very dry soil conditions in a large area of our wheat belt. With it being so dry, does that compound the issue with these colder, potentially colder temps?
It can compound the issue because you do not have that insulating factor whenever the soil is dry. You know, and I mentioned that freeze is certainly a cause for concern, but the greatest concern in the Oklahoma wheat crop is still moisture. That's still the biggest thing out there. And unfortunately, this freeze event without that insulation provided with the moisture could just really hammer that wheat that is in those really dry soil conditions.
I guess what some areas of the state, northwestern corner into the panhandle, they've already got a dose of freezing temperatures on Monday morning, more coming Tuesday morning before we start, you know, getting away from them a little bit. Two mornings in a row, that kind of is another compounding factor, right?
It is. That's just, you know, the longer you stay at those cold temperatures, the more injury that can occur. The one good thing that we do have going is that our wheat is a good week and a half behind where it would normally be this time of year. If we were on a normal pattern, which would mean that wheat in southern Oklahoma would be fully headed and flowering by now, and wheat in central Oklahoma would just be starting to head out, there's no doubt in my mind that this would be a disaster. So the wheat being behind schedule this year will help us out, especially in this freeze event.
Seems like the last few weeks we've really kind of been going downhill when it comes to wheat crop condition, and that again goes back to the concern about moisture.
And it does. You know, we can tolerate quite a bit of stress, and wheat is an extremely resilient crop. But once we start going into reproductive growth and we're trying to put on additional nodes, we're trying to push that grain head up through the plant canopy and form those grains, we really just can't tolerate that much stress. And every time you have a stress event, whether it's drought, freeze, whatever it might be, that's going to chip away at your yield potential at that stage. And the drought is really starting to show, and it's starting to hurt now some of our wheat that had looked really good through the winter. It's really starting to turn blue and hurt for moisture.
So we need a rain event in some of these main wheat areas. With a good, you know, if we should get a good rain event, say later this week or maybe even on Easter Sunday, is it too late for some of these fields?
Well, some of the fields, I think it almost is too late. In far southwestern Oklahoma and the western tier of counties, some of that wheat, it probably is too late if we were to get a rainfall event now. If you move into the primary wheat belt of Oklahoma and central Oklahoma, a rain could still save us. Now, certainly, I don't think we would have the yield potential that we had if it had rained a week ago, but there's still potential there, I think, to pull off an average crop if we can get some rain. But Mother Nature is going to have to help us out, and she's going to have to get in a hurry about it.